King Constantine of Greece at Windsor Castle because of a personal matter. But we're told Kate is still doing well as she recovers from abdominal surgery. Here's our royal correspondent, Rhianna Mills.
We understand that the Prince of Wales did call his family in advance to let them know that he was unable to attend. What is clear is that Kensington Palace are trying to stress that this isn't necessarily related to the Princess of Wales.
The UK COVID inquiry has begun investigating how decisions were made in Wales by hearing a series of stark personal stories from those who lost loved ones.
I tried everything I could to convince her to fight. Do whatever she could, really, to come out of it.
He suffered and he suffered, and we were screaming for help.
I do feel aggrieved. I feel let down.
I cannot imagine what he went through in the hospital and the fear he would have had.
There'll be 3 weeks of hearings in Cardiff, but some are angry that Wales hasn't ordered its own review. Sacked Post Office Chairman Henry Staunton will face questions from MPs later after a row with a business secretary over his claim he was told to slow payouts to wrongly convicted sub-postmasters. Henry Staunton was accused by Kimmy Badenoch of spreading made-up anecdotes. Hospitals and bakeries could be rebuilt under plans for a ceasefire in Gaza. Negotiators are proposing a 40-day break in fighting between Israel and Hamas. Ryanair's agreed to team up with Travel Agent on the Beach just days after calling it a pirate. The partnership draws a line under a feud between the firms about price markups. And America's first moon mission in more than 50 years is being cut short, with the lander expected to lose contact this morning. Despite touching down 5 days ago, a mistake led to it landing poorly and tipping over, impacting communications. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And the temperature today is 8 degrees. A misty and light winds. It started off misty this morning. Should be dry for most of the day. And Wednesday, again, is going to be similar. And Thursday, you're going to be similar weather, but with rain. As we move into the weekend, it's cloudy on Saturday, but there should be some sunshine on Sunday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. What's coming up for the rest of the day here at Phoenix? Well, after me, you've got Scott Ross, and we always have a great chat and a laugh with Scott Ross when he comes in. So we'll be chatting to him from about 12:30. And he'll be on air between 1 and 3. Drive at 3 p.m. with the wonderful Joe, bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, guest the intro and great music. Then the beautiful Xanthi Beerman. Here comes the girls presenting female fronted bands and singers and the stories behind the music. Sin City with the gorgeous Rob Harvey. New wave and electronic music with Rob from between 8 and 10. 10 p.m. the funny Ben Simmons. The show that goes like this with an unpredictable show. Crazy themes, awesome music, and loads of interactivity. And that is the rest of the day here at Phoenix. I can't get my words out. I don't know. I can't. Do you know what I love wearing? I love wearing bright red lipstick. And I don't care if it doesn't suit me. A few people said, oh, it's a bit. And I'm like, no, I love it. I just like to get a bit of vibrancy because I don't wear eye makeup. I gave up. I sometimes put a little bit on, I'd say. I wear mascara and sometimes put a little bit of a colour on my eyes. But I can't wear, I love watching all these makeup tutorials and things on TikTok and the young girls putting on this beautiful eye makeup. But when you're older, it doesn't work so well. So I like a nice big straight red lip. I was thinking the other day, because I haven't had Botox for about 6 months, so it's worn off. I had a little bit in my forehead. But what I was thinking is I really would like to get some injectables in my lips, but I'm quite scared because I don't like, I just think it, when I have the Botox in my forehead, it's a little bit, I don't have any numbing cream, it's a little bit uncomfortable in some places, but it's nothing major because she uses diabetic needles of the very, 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 very thin ones, you know. But I think even if you've got a number on your lip, I reckon it's painful. And that's like jab, 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 jab. And it's not just one. They do like all the way across. So I think it's probably about 10 on the top and about 10 on the bottom. And then they have to massage the thing in. Oh, I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I really want to have it done. So I've got a big, big pouchy mouth. I mean, my mouth's quite pouchy anyway. But because I'm always moaning about stuff, but I thought that I could get it done. I don't know. I suppose I could. I'd have to be brave. But it's painful. I mean, do you imagine, like, something being injected into your lips? It's going to be painful. I can't even stick my nail there without it hurting. It just seems like, oh, no, even... Mm. But they do put numbing cream on. I don't know. What do you think? Is it? It's probably a waste of time, I know, but I suppose I could do it. It balanced my nose out anyway. If I, because my nose is quite big, I've got quite a bulbous nose. I was thinking, if I had my lips, you know, maybe with a, you know, good dose of filler put in, it would balance my nose out.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough. Before the night is up, just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Ooh. Make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Always say what I want when I'm faded, and I'm faded, oh. Put it on, play a song till we break it, till we break it. Only got so long
know you can get to the heart of it. That is what I came here for.
Now, we've got a first play coming up from Roisin Quinn. So two Roisins on the show today. We had Roisin Murphy earlier, again, another fantastic artist. And we've also got the brand new one from Church of Trees coming up after the ads, which is Where Is the Love, the Rob Stewart mix.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Brand new one from Church of Trees, and it's called That's All.
Something so unhinged. Club. All the same when I run my game, let me make it crystal clear to you, baby, just what's my name. I'm loved by all, duplicated by many, the B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-N-E.
Earlier, I was saying I was going to do a story, and then I suddenly went very quiet. Well, I'm going to do the story for you, I think. I'm going to share it for you. Scott Ross has just turned up. That's not the story. He's just getting himself ready. But he might like this one. Now, a doctor... I did see this story earlier. A doctor has removed 150 live bugs from a man. Whereabouts from? Any guesses for you, Scott Ross? Ear? Mm-mm. Nose. Some as big as the end of a pinky. This is horrible. It's horrible. A Florida man's breathing easier after 150 live bugs were removed from his nose. The unidentified patient went to the hospital earlier this month after noticing that his whole face felt like it was on fire. Although the man first started experiencing symptoms in October, it wasn't until recently that they became serious. Over a couple of hours, my face just started swelling and then my lips swelled. I could hardly talk, the patient told First Coast News. I couldn't even get to the bathroom without my nose starting to bleed. The man visited HCA Florida Memorial Hospital in Jacksonville and consulted with Dr. David Carlson, an ears, nose and throat specialist who was on call. He was shocked when he looked inside the man's nose with the camera. He saw dozens and dozens of bugs feeding on the nose and sinus cavity. And you'll get more gems like that with Scott Ross coming up in the next hour, because he'd be up next.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now you've got Hutton U3A Open Morning at Bishop's Hill Adult Community College at Rayleigh Road in Brentwood, Tuesday the 5th of March. Now, if you are no longer in full-time employment and you want to make friends, use your brain and have some fun, they've got over 40 interest groups, theatre trips, visits to the places of interest. Come and find out more. It's a free open morning, 9:30 till 12:30. All the details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, she came in to visit me last year. I think it could have been the year before. It's been a while. She's a local singer-songwriter called Roisin Quinn. Very good she was when she appeared in Studio Live. This is a remix of her track, Running From Yourself.
It's way back in. You're lost to post and ghost to post, panicking. Why do I feel so uncomfortable in my own company? And what's it for? You can't keep running from yourself. Such a looking for the place you fell, and leaving yourself on the floor. Survival mode, ain't no place to spend your day. What's it all for? What you leave behind.
Of the brain and the heart. I'm patient for decisions and some stormy revelations. I can claim from the start. I'm kicking up a storm.
Gotta love Jamie Cullen. I do. Fabulous. That is a track called Edge of Something. And something that's joining me in the studio at the moment is the one and only Skulls.
And I'm certainly on the edge.
Yeah, you are on the edge of something. Lovely to see you in the studio. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Tired today. Very tired. And I'm going to drop off to sleep. I think I'll get home, eat something, and then I'll be having a bit of a doze. I mean, that sort of, very tired.
Well, I hope I don't send you to sleep when I start
my show.
Hopefully
not driving home, no. I think it's because I keep waking up at 3 o'clock with this cough, because I've got a cough.
Yeah.
And it's only a little cough, but it's for some reason, 3 o'clock, I wake up and I'm choking coughing, and then I'm fine. But it just happens.
Well, let's hope it's not a coughing.
Thank you very much. Before we talk about your show, I was asking people if they prefer a shower or a bath. So what are you, bath or shower?
Well, these days it's a shower.
Mm. Have you got a walk-in shower?
No.
Oh. You've got to try and get your leg over the bath to get in.
Probably
that's an accident waiting to happen. I'm doing the same. In fact, my sink has got a crack in it.
Oh, really?
Yes, where I've lent on it.
But if I fall over, then our bath will have a crack in it as well.
Bob said, I have no bath and I love my shower. Last time I had a bath, I got stuck in it and I couldn't get out. Samantha said, morning, I love a shower. Baths are just sitting in dirty water. Matty said, I battle to shave or get warm, cosy and relaxed or after exercise, but tend to shower afterwards to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen said, when I go away for the weekend with breaks and coach holidays, I often stay in hotels. If they have a bath, we'll use it, but I prefer showers. And he said, keep up the good work. Oh, bless you. Good morning, sunshine, he said. Billy Brown said, both cold days, I like a very hot bath. So I like a bath. I read. You can't do that in the shower with a book.
Not really. No. The pages get stuck together.
Oh, what microphone you're on? Oh, you're that one. Sorry. Right. Well, would you want to tell people what's coming up in your spectacular show?
Well, what have we got today? Well, of course, being a Tuesday, that means that Margaret Mills is going to be in. Yes. And she's going to be telling us all about the connection between spies and a house in Steeple Bunch, I believe. Yes, they see, I've still got the problem I had yesterday. I couldn't get words out.
Just like me, I can't do it. Bumstead Steeple, is this? Or I don't know where.
Steeple Bumstead, there you are. If I get enough chances, I probably get it right.
Yes,
see?
Thank you.
And we also have a story which could result in you being put off pizza for life, particularly a takeaway pizza. So all of that and a ton of great music all coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
And that's all with Mr. Scott Ross. Now, I've got a song to play out there. This is a tune that's come in from Paul and saying how wonderful it is. It's by Shemdi Zenki, so that's Zenki, featuring Aaron Dolan, Marco, Tyler, London, Christina, and Mauricio. And this track is called Repent and Walk Holy. It's out now. And you'll be able to find him across social media as well.
Chains streaming
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Always good to put the microphone on. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Quite busy on Ongar Road. That's heading down towards Wilson's Corner and also coming up from the A128 and on the A1023 along Brentwood High Street by sort of Marks and Spencer's in both directions. Very busy there. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Friars Avenue both ways at Priest Lane. And quite busy. Let's have a little look. Oh, is that, oh, that's cleared now. Okay, that's fine. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout, which is running fine, down towards Lakeside, you have got a clear run, and you've also got road closures and delays due to police incident at Gubbins Lane. That's both ways between Station Road and Oak Road. Congestion is to Squirrels Heath Road, and busier diverting via Gallows Corner, so just be aware there. A12 is running fine, still got the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there are some nighttime closures. More traffic and travel with Scott Ross in an hour. Now I've been delving into the folder belonging to Tony Smith, and I thought I'd play this one. Here's Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man. This is Lovers in a Past Life.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life, slow dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was growing shot for shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 sha. I ain't just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed a ruler. My ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe.
Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 sha. I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
You're my
dancing.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Want to say a big thank you to my guests in the studio today, David Worsfield, talking about the latest production from Brentwood Choral Society, which is going to be on the 16th of March. Find out all the details, just tap and find Brentwood Choral Society online. Coming up next is Jerry Harrywell, and then I'll be handing over to the one and only Scott Ross, who's going to be here with 2 hours, rather, not 3 hours. He's not going into Joe's show with a great show lined up. Then you've got Joe on Drive as well. And also Sam P's going to be making an appearance too. Have a great day.
Okay. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.